Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And we are here with two fine fellows in the credit union industry talking digital, by golly. We're with Ron Bell here from AmeriQ. Ron, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank
good,
you.
Good. And then we have Doug Brown from NCR. Doug, hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Still doing great. How's the conference going for you guys, Ron?
You know, it's great. These conferences are important. You know, from certainly from the legislative standpoint, but even from the collaboration piece. And Doug and I had a chance a few moments ago to talk a little bit and catch up.
Yeah.
And so it's been great.
Awesome. Doug, how's the show going for you guys?
Did sure on busy, all that, busy. Mike. And then some, just the level of engagement is like off the charts this year. Best ever.
Yeah. I heard there's a lot more CEOs this year than in past. So that's a good sign for the conference and a good sign for everybody in general, I think.
I think it's great.
Yeah. Agreed. No doubt. All right, Doug. Both of you guys, your credit union, Ron, is a recent your recent digital transformation, including how you've leveraged APIs to enhance the member experience. So share with me a little bit about that, and then Doug, you can chime in from the NCR point of view. So share with me what's going on at AmeriQ.
Yeah. So from AmeriQ's standpoint, so we launched our strategic plan 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And a big focus of our strategic plan was a digital focus.
Mm-hmm.
And digital being not just from a member standpoint, but also from an internal standpoint. We had a lot of disparaging, you know, different systems in place. And we were getting to the point where these systems were not always talking well to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we realized that we had to slim that down and really find a partner that could put everything in place.
Yeah.
And that's what we've started to do. And, you know, the journey has been great. It's been important.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for our future growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to have partnerships that help push that along.
Right on. Let's get your perspective, Doug, from the NCR and
sure.
Working with the fine folks at AmeriQ.
Well, AmeriQ is like a leading example of like thinking member first, and especially a digital first member experience,
mm-hmm.
Mike. So for us, just our own journey, we at NCR had to transform ourselves. So we moved to the Google Cloud, moving our entire instance for all customers. That's afforded the capabilities like API exposure that Ron and team have taken advantage of to digitize that member experience,
mm-hmm.
Higher levels of availability. So all the good things you need for a modern platform, and it's helping them to position themselves to really win in a very competitive market in New York where they are.
Very competition, exactly. But APIs seem to be making the world go round these days, right? So,
they do.
And so how has it helped your credit union? Can you share some anecdotes?
APIs have really helped us to bring new technology quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by being able to plug into what are our core systems,
mm-hmm.
and being able to give our people the leverage and the ability to make things happen
mm-hmm.
fast.
Mm-hmm.
And from the member standpoint, we've seen some fantastic engagement of what we've already launched. As Doug mentioned,
mm-hmm.
you know, card services.
Yeah.
Members now have the ability to do things on their own that mm-hmm. we used to have to help them with. They don't have to pick up a phone anymore. So it's having that ability.
Yeah, that self-service type of environment. Yeah, that's what we're all looking for. Every time I go to the grocery store or Home Depot or something like that, I go straight to the self-service, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sure. And so how are you guys working together to make this happen and make it a success, Doug?
So we're working with Ron's team, and we open up an architecture of the platform
mm-hmm.
that's led with APIs and microservices, and we enable them a real-time data stream of member activity so they can know in real time, you know, what is working, what isn't working, what do people need in those insights, and then they're taking advantage of that to develop these unique member experiences, both not just within a mobile app or on
mm-hmm.
the laptop,
mm-hmm.
but also in the branch experience and at ATMs and ITMs as well. So they're thinking holistically across all channels,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we really love partnering with his team to help push the envelope on all things digital first.
Yeah, and when you answer like that, I wish we had a member here, Ron, to share. Okay, what's that experience like? Can you share? Maybe you realize what the experience is like? Then I'd love to hear that.
Absolutely. So from the member standpoint, it's been very positive.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the technologies that Doug helped us to launch was the card services platform, as I mentioned earlier. Within the first month of opening that up, we had over 1,500 members use that service. And today, we've got 70% of our card services are being done online without the help of an internal person from
AmeriQ. Okay.
Which, again, it's not that we don't want to help the member. We're there to help them and happy to help that 30% still using picking up the phone. But when they have it at their fingertips, from a competitive standpoint, you can't beat them.
Exactly, exactly. Good point, good point. Again, going back to that whole self-service model, for sure. So what are some of the goals that you want to achieve here? Obviously, enhance the value of your credit union with these services, but are there other goals in mind that you want to achieve with this?
You know, absolutely. There's a statistic that we talk about at AmeriQ often, and you all may have seen it. It's been out there for a couple of years, but 60 to 65% of Gen Zs and millennials will move their financial institution for a better digital experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a scary number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds could move just because there's a better digital experience. So we want to be the best in mm-hmm. digital experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with our partnerships and thinking through those, you know, we were talking before coming on camera, it's the collaboration. It's us being open and honest about what we need, mm-hmm. our partners being open and honest what they can provide us, yeah. and then from there, good things happen.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's all sky's the limit, basically, from here.
Sky is the limit.
And the beauty of this technology, Doug, as you know, is that it's only going to get better.
That's
so,
right.
You know, you're starting out at the ground floor, so to speak, but man, you know, as time goes on, it's just going to get better and better, right?
Right, and so, Michael, we're talking today. So partnership starts with a great attitude, so we have the mutual attitude, but then you have to have the enablement to do it, and APIs mm-hmm. are the way we get this done.
Yeah.
So APIs are going to afford us for real-time payments, for integration of other fintechs and all these capabilities,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you're asking about how the platform becomes the weapon.
Yeah.
It's through
yeah.
these APIs and incredibly forward-looking institutions like AmeriQ
mm-hmm.
to see where it should be used,
yeah.
and that's what we're really partnering on together, picking the right mm-hmm. spots.
Yeah, because you should have to plan for the future. And who knows what's going to happen, you know, 10 minutes from now, but
yeah.
much less 10 months from now. So, yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Good stuff. Anything else to add, gentlemen? Any final thoughts here, Ron?
Like, thanks for the opportunity.
No,
to be
you're
here,
welcome.
Mike. Nice
yeah.
to meet you and be here today.
Yeah, well, thanks for the information. I always love getting the credit union perspective because
yeah.
it's, you know, it's that peer-related message that we like so much to get on here. And Doug, always enjoy your company as well. So anything else to add from your side?
Just we believe, you know, digital first means digital everywhere. So API is the way we're going to do
yeah,
that.
No doubt. Well said, sir. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
There they are. These guys are a dynamic duo in the works.
All right.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.